is catastrophic in ways that we've not had to deal with.
President Bush also came in for harsh criticism, but on a visit to New Orleans and other parts of the devastated coast, he tried to deflect questions about who was to blame.
And I know there's been a lot of second guessing. I can assure you I'm not interested in that. What I'm interested in is solving problems. And there will be time to take a step back and to take a sober look at what went right, what didn't go right.
A final assessment of what went wrong in New Orleans and elsewhere in the hurricane zone is yet to come. Relief efforts were disrupted in New Orleans in mid-September when Hurricane Rita came ashore near the Texas-Louisiana border, devastating yet another area and reflooding some parts of New Orleans. An order to evacuate Houston in advance of Rita led to a massive traffic jam on area highways. Had the storm not moved farther east, many thousands of people would have been trapped in their vehicles as the powerful winds and rain swept over them. State and local officials say they are re-examining their disaster plans. As for New Orleans, initial inspection of the levees revealed evidence that contractors who built them decades ago may have done an inadequate job of anchoring the walls in the mushy swamp soil. However, a more recent study cast doubt on that assessment. Unfortunately, there's little time to determine what needs to be done to reinforce the levees. Hurricane experts are predicting another bad season for 2006, with as many as 17 named storms and 9 hurricanes. Even as residents of the Gulf struggle to recover from this year's storms, they must now cast a weary eye towards next spring, when the whole nightmare could be repeated. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.
America is a fascinating place with all sorts of trends, human stories, and fun facts that the news headlines miss. I'm Ted Lanfair, and that's where I come in, with tales of life in the United States that we call Only in America. Who knows, I might be talking about fast food or grizzly bears, geographic quirks, or just about anything else. Find out what caught my eye every Tuesday and Thursday on Only in America, here on VOA News Now.
In an ever-changing world, you need Our World, VOA's weekly science and technology magazine. Our fast-paced show gives you the latest news and in-depth features from the far reaches of space to research labs here on Earth. We try to do it with intelligence and even a bit of humor, so please join me, Art Chimes, on your radio on Saturday and Sunday, and always online at voanews.com/ourworld.
Minutes past the hour. Good to have you listening to us on this Monday morning. Across the northern part of the continent, clouds will be mixed from Egypt to Morocco today, and in the south there'll be heavy clouds, lots of thunderstorms. Widespread, we'll be telling you about specific cities in just a moment. And in between all of that, on the African continent, skies will be mostly clear today, hot, largely from Somalia to Benin. For some local forecasts, we first go to the western part of the continent, Ivory Coast and Abidjan. Thunder showers in the evening after an afternoon high today near 28. On Tuesday, it will be cloudy, hotter, even hotter than a high near 30. Johannesburg, South Africa, periods of clouds and sunshine throughout today. This Monday, a high of 30. And mostly cloudy tomorrow and hot on Tuesday in South Africa. Mogadishu, Somalia, sunny, very warm today, a high of 31. Hot and sunny on Tuesday as well. In Lagos, Nigeria, mostly cloudy and hot. Tuesday, we'll see mixed clouds and sunshine, a high near 32 degrees. Conakry, Guinea, partly sunny today, 31 for a high, partly sunny on Tuesday, and continued hot then as well. Antananarivo, Madagascar, rain this morning, but it'll be mild in the afternoon, a high of only 22. More rain on Tuesday. And in Bamako, Mali, hot today, sunny today, a high near 31 degrees. Don't you wish you were there? Mostly sunny on Tuesday, another hot one, 30 degrees. Stay with us as News Now continues from Washington. It is time now for another half hour of African News Now. Before we bring you the good people from Daybreak Africa coming up in about 30 minutes, it's very good to have you with us. I'm Steve Norman here in Washington. Straight ahead, Sunday was a big day of celebration for Christians around the world. It was Christmas. It was also the beginning of the 8 days of Hanukkah for the world's Jews. Those two holidays have become similar in many ways.
Kids look forward to it for weeks in advance, and they start talking about what they want for Hanukkah. A lot of it has to do with, of course, Christmas. Like Christmas, Hanukkah has become secularized over the years. So there's a lot of presents, which I imagine the retailers love. Now there are holiday decorations, there are a lot more songs.
We hope you'll stay with us as News Now continues on the Voice of America. And we begin this segment in Harare, Zimbabwe. We'll be looking at the state of the economy there, where the people struggle to find something to celebrate as the new year approaches. Reporter Peter Thornycroft tells us the dramatic decline in living standards for Zimbabweans is making daily life there miserable.
Zimbabwe's inflation has soared to more than 500% per year, and economists predict it could climb to twice that rate next year. No other country in southern Africa has inflation above 20%. The UN humanitarian chief, Jan Egeland, after a brief visit recently, said Zimbabwe is in meltdown. In his words,